Back here on Food Drive Fridays, we're talking to Melissa Zula, director of the Pella Community Food Show, following their open house Thursday night. Melissa, what can you tell us about the open house and the new facility here on the west side of town?
Yeah, this was just such a great night, and we're just completing it, and I'm just feeling overwhelmed and so blessed. We had so many community members come out. We were actually really busy in that first hour, and then just steady after that, and we just are just so grateful that so many people took some time, come and take 10, 15 minutes, walk through this building. I think the general consensus is that it just doesn't look anything like the old Sports Page Grill, and maybe that was our goal, but it's light, it's bright, it's open, and we really tried to create an atmosphere that is just, yeah, we just want to be super friendly in here, and it just feels like home. We want it to feel really comfortable to those who come to visit us.
And this space, obviously, it's newer, and it's really gorgeous. What can you tell us about the facility itself and some of the aspects of it that people got to see at the open house here Thursday night?
Right. We just had... you know, it's humbling to look back at the last 6 months, you know, because that was just this construction journey that we're now kind of winding down. We still have actually a kitchen to complete, and that will be coming here in the spring of 2024. But I think it's really been fun to look back at that and think, okay, when we began, this place was really a mess. It was really a job. We took down a lot of walls. We really renovated really the entire building and suited it to our needs so that we can really make an impact in Marion County. So just, you know, even going beyond Pella's walls and looking for more people that we can bless and care for.
And we kind of talk about the turnout too tonight. There was a really good crowd. What did it mean to you to see so many people from the community come out here tonight and check out the new space on a night where there was a lot going on in the city of Pella?
Yeah, there really was a lot going on tonight, from like ball games to other gatherings. So again, just to see so many people come through here, I have no idea what the number is, but it was really, really pretty steady through here. And so that's just overwhelming. It's overwhelming that so many people care, that they care about their neighbors, that they care about the work that we do. And so it's just overall, it's beautiful and it's exciting. We're really excited to see what's going to be the next adventure here for the Pella Community Food Shelf.
And we're talking to director of the Pella Community Food Shelf, Melissa Zula, here on Food Drive Fridays. And one thing I want to talk about too is the kitchen. You talk about that's the next phase that's coming up here in the spring. And with that, what's some of the things that you're hoping to do with that kitchen and be able to utilize that space for here at the food shelf?
Yeah, it's actually going to be a pretty large space. So it's, you know, we call it a plug and play kitchen. It's going to have all of the fun things that we'd want to find inside of those kitchens, between ovens and ranges and very large refrigeration. We're hoping that some new ministries want to get kicked off and get started in there. So whether they're planning to serve some hot meals or do some frozen meals, do some nutrition classes, do cooking classes, we've actually had a lot of different ideas poised to us. And we're just looking forward to seeing what God has in store for that space. But it will be coming here in spring of 2024. It's right around the corner, I think.
That's really awesome. Before we get to some of the fundraising side of that, I wanted to touch on one thing that you said a minute ago, and that is, you know, just broadening your horizons beyond just Pella, because it does say Pella Community Food Shelf, but you want to reach as many people here in Marion County as possible. For those who maybe aren't directly in the Pella community, how can they come, you know, be a part of what you're doing here at the Pella Community Food Shelf, or, you know, receive help from the food shelf as well here in Pella?
Right. Well, even for this evening, I mean, I hope as folks were coming on through that they learned a little bit about the food shelf, that really we might have started right here and it was intended to just care for one family inside of Pella, and it has now branched over to 500. And then when we move outside of our own walls and we start to go into Marion County, there's more than 200 registered households and on the mobile food pantry, just accessing multiple locations. Plus, you know, so we're looking for more more ways that we can get into the households that need this assistance. And we want to. We want to serve them. And so I think that if you're somebody who could use some of that help, please reach out. Look out. Look at our webpage, PelaCommunityFoodShelf.org, and just become familiar with the work that we do. We're great people over here, and we just want to bless as many people as we can.
That is awesome. We're talking to Director of the Pella Community Food Shelf, Melissa Zula, here on Food Drive Fridays. And I know that we are also, as part of this open house, there's a fundraiser that's going along to try to help with the Hopeful Movement. What can you tell us about that movement and where things kind of sit today?
Right. So we've been in Pella for 42 years. So our work's not going anywhere, which was what had started the idea about owning our own home. So the Hopeful Movement is a lifelong dream to own our own home here so that we can continue to advance our work. So as we continue to go through this campaign, which is a goal for $1.5 million, it was $1.3 million to purchase this campus plus a $200,000 renovation budget. We are about 50% of the way there now, so we're just continuing to look for, hoping that as we come towards the end of this year that there will be new donors, new people who want to get involved and learn a little bit more about our mission, but help us to pay for the work that we do here. We account for about $90,000 of our budget is in food alone, so we have very low overhead. So this is a great ministry to pour into.
And you talk about wanting people to get involved. How can they, learn more about how to get involved? Or maybe they're sold already off of what they've heard. How can they go find the ways to donate to the food shelf here in Pella?
Yeah, I just want to send you back to PellaCommunityFoodShelf.org. There is a simple button on there in which you can donate from. There's also some information on there about learning how to volunteer, how to get active inside of this organization. Again, we are 100% volunteer, and we have about 150 active volunteers. It takes 140 of us just to do the work every month, just to do this work. So again, I would ask you to reach out to our webpage, give us a phone call. We'd love to connect.
One final question here as we talk to Director of the Pella Community Food Shelf, Melissa Zula. I know that we're going to talk about this in another segment of Food Drive Fridays. I know Central College is getting involved. They're doing a food drive over at their basketball games this weekend with that. And, just seeing the community support once again, I know we kind of touched on it already, but just seeing how much this community supports the Pella Community Food Shelf, what does that mean to you to just, have that level of support throughout the entire community?
Yeah, it's hard to even put it into words, to be honest. Like, you can't just say thank you. Like, that just doesn't even begin to match up with what joy we've received from others, and how awesome that they have been to us. Seeing the outpouring this evening, the food drives. Oh my goodness, we've had so many food drives in the last few months, and it's from partners that we've always had, like Central, like KNIA KRLS, the corporations. Those have always been long time partners. To even like some new partners, new businesses that have reached out. And they're running drives. So it's overwhelming, and it's beautiful, and it's filling our shelves. It's working. So again, I just want to put that out there. You guys, you're doing great, and it is working. So even if you feel like it doesn't matter, it does.
That's great to hear, Melissa. Thanks again for the time, as always. And we hope that more people get involved at the food shelf, because you guys are doing great work here. But again, appreciate your time, as always.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That was Director of the Pella Food Shelf, Melissa Zula, here on Food Drive Fridays.